This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1007, a big little announcement that you don't want to miss. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, we answer a listener question about congratulating people, and I share a big, exciting piece of news with you guys for the first time.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
It is excellent. Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm good. I have a question. Do you have any friends who are currently pregnant?
Oh my gosh. Let's see. No, not that I know of.
Okay. All right. Well, interesting. So today we have a question having to kind of deal with that. So I wanted to ask you that question. But before we get to that, I know we wanted to thank those who have reviewed us on iTunes, right, Lindsay?
Yes, because we love our reviewers. And Michelle, I always send you these reviews and they are so good for us to see and to know that this show is helping you guys. All right. So I want to call out some great reviewers here. Thank you to, So Chopan Champion from Taiwan, Joy from Taiwan, Shafula Ghani from US, Val Wester from Taiwan, Eleno Montenegro Filho from Brazil, Depot 0705 from the US, Pesha Omer from Kurdistan, Gabriela from Argentina, Ola Khalid from the US, and Lunar Core from Taiwan. All these people gave us, these listeners, gave us 5-star reviews, Michelle.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. We love it. We're so appreciative, guys.
You guys, thank you so much. And if you haven't reviewed us yet, go into your podcast app or into our app, into our iOS app, and leave us a review. We so appreciate it, and we're going to announce your name on the show. So cool. So cool.
Great. So today, Lindsay, we have a listener question about congratulating people. And guys, I want you to stay, make sure you keep listening because we have a big announcement coming up.
Big, exciting announcement that you guys don't want to miss.
No. So yeah, but before that, we're going to get into our listener question. So Lindsay, would you read it for us?
Yeah, so here we go. Okay. Hi, my name is Lily. I'm from Korea. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed your podcast. I listen to it almost every day and I learn a lot from it. I want to give you guys a huge shout out. Ooh, sounds very natural, Lily. That's really good.
Yeah, really.
A huge shout out for your great work on the podcast. Let me get straight to my question. The other day, my friend who had gone through multiple miscarriages told me that she was pregnant with her rainbow baby, which was amazing. So I said, I'm so happy for you, to congratulate her pregnancy. I couldn't think of any other expression. So my question is, can you give me better expressions or phrases to congratulate people on milestones like a wedding, a baby shower, graduation, other than I'm happy for you? Thanks in advance. Oh, good question, Lily.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, that is a great question, right? Because we want to get more nuanced in our expressions and even things like congratulating people, you know, we want to, you know, build that skill. So, I want to just start out for something. So first, what is a rainbow baby? Do you know, Lindsay?
I have no idea. Do you know?
Yeah. So okay. A rainbow baby is, it's the baby that someone has after suffering a loss of another baby. Mm-hmm. So like if you've had a miscarriage or something like that. Okay. So in this case, your friend's baby is a rainbow baby because she had miscarriages. I think you said multiple miscarriages.
Okay.
Terrible. So this is her rainbow. So it's, I think it comes from like the rainbow after a storm.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, that's good. That makes a lot of sense. Perfect. So it's very important in this case, especially important that we say the right thing, right? That we really, really, really make sure that our friend knows how happy we are for them.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, Lindsay, what do you think of the phrase, "I'm so happy for you"?
I mean, it's fine. It's just, it's fine. It's neutral. I mean, it's not... Like, it's one of your options, right? I'm so happy for you. I don't have any problem with it. I mean, but I think that we can help our listener, Lily, here and our other listeners to expand their options.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I don't see any issue with that phrase. I think it's a great one to use. So, you know, we're going to give you a few new ones that you could say. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
All right. So what fantastic news, right? Or what amazing news, or what great news. So we can throw in an adjective here, guys. And right. It sounds supernatural when we do that.
Right. Definitely. So what blank news? So fantastic, amazing, awesome, something like that, right?
Yeah. Exactly. That's very natural.
Okay. Awesome. So the next one, I like this one, the second part. So, congratulations or anything like that. And then this makes my day.
We could do a whole episode on this concept of, oh, this makes my day. You made my day. Right.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I like it because it's like, oh, saying how happy you are also personally, like that it like really affected you. Like it's like their good news, but it affects you in such a deep way.
Yeah, it's interesting that you used it here. I totally understand how we could use it. We could say it, and often it's used in a more like if someone does something for you directly, right? Like, oh, you're having a bad day and someone got you an ice cream. Oh, you made my day. You got me an ice cream. Right. But I like how we're taking this and we're using it because to celebrate someone else's joy, you know?
Right. Definitely. I mean, I think and it just makes the person feel like, right, even like more of a deeper connection to you because for you are letting their joy affect you so much.
In such a big way. I think we should do another episode on this phrase itself, but I love this. This is a like really strong connection phrase because you're right. Like it would make them feel really close to you. Like, wow, this news about me being pregnant could make your day so much better. That's really cool.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. And what's one more thing you could say, Lindsay?
So you could say, I wish you all the happiness in the world.
Right. I wish you all the happiness in the world. It's a little bit more formal, but I think it's a really nice thing to say.
Yeah, you could also write this in a card.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I would feel a little bit, I don't know, this phrase is not exactly my personal style just because it's a little long-winded and a little formal, but I would write it for sure in a card, you know, in a baby shower or something. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good point, Lindsay. Yeah, I like that too. So I know you mentioned graduation and wedding and all those things. So, but today we're going to focus on pregnancy. And there's a little announcement, big announcement that I would like to make. So guys, I am pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
Yay.
Congratulations, Michelle. What fantastic news.
Thank you, Lindsay. So I thought this was the perfect question to announce my pregnancy to our listeners. I wanted to let you guys know, because you are really important to my life as well. You know, this podcast is a huge part of my life. And, you know, I've had the chance to meet so many listeners and to, you know, just, you know, you guys feel like friends and we really care about you. And I really wanted to let you know. So I was so excited to tell everybody. Very exciting news.
Yeah, that's so wonderful, Michelle. I'm so excited for you. I mean, our listeners who came to New York, they knew it already, but the rest of our community here did not know. And this is going to be so fun. I mean, maybe we can have the baby on the show at some point.
Yeah, for sure. So, very exciting, feeling good. It's just been, I think when I keep on talking about how hot it is, I think it's because, like pregnant women, I think have a higher body temperature.
Oh, I bet. I bet it's really been tough this summer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so man. It's even hotter. Like it feels like a few degrees warmer to me than everybody else, I think. And I think, it's already hot out there. So it's like that. Oh gosh. So that's been tough. But other than that, things are good.
Oh, that's so wonderful. That's so wonderful. I love it. So, I mean, I want to ask you some follow-up questions. Like if I obviously knew this before today's episode. Yes.
That would have been something if I told you and you didn't know and it was actually
That would have been crazy. That would have been crazy. But if I didn't know, like what could I ask? What would I say right after I said congratulations to follow up and dig in deeper? Guys, we're getting closer to September, the fall, and if you're taking IELTS this year, go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast. There you'll get tips, tricks, and strategies for IELTS from our team with more than 13 years of experience with the IELTS exam. We'll see you over there at IELTS Energy podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So we have a few phrases that, you could say, like if somebody tells you you're pregnant, you know, some of them may be like, maybe more appropriate for friends, like maybe not the workplace, you know, some of it is kind of tough to decide on. So, but the first one is, when are you due? So what does that mean, Lindsay?
So when are you due? Like your due date, the date that the baby is coming, right? When is the due date? When are you due? That's kind of the natural next question after you find out that someone's.
Right. Yeah. When is it coming? Yeah. Yeah. And then another one, could be what, Lindsay?
So do you know what you're having? Meaning, do you know if it's a girl or a boy? There's a little bit. Yeah.
Do you think it's okay to ask this?
I don't know if my pregnancy etiquette is up to date all that much, but like, I would actually like to ask you, is that okay to ask? I mean, did you have people asking you that? How did you feel when they asked you that?
Yeah, I personally think it's okay. I mean, you know, everybody's different. So,
yeah.
Some people, I mean, I think this is still a pretty neutral question. The thing is that, you know, not everybody knows or not everybody finds out. Some people, I mean, I'll tell you what I'm having in a second when we do our role play, but like, I had to find out right away. Like, I couldn't wait to find out. Not that it mattered to me either way. It's not like I had to find out because I really wanted one or the other.
Yeah.
But, like, I have friends who they just say, oh, that they want to be surprised, like, when they have the baby. And I'm curious, like, about that kind of culturally around the world. Like, do most people find out where you're from?
That's a really good question.
You know, is it more common to find out? Like, this is a whole, you know, conversation we could have.
Yeah, guys, come back to our blog and let us know. In your country, is it common to find out the gender of the baby ahead of time? Or how does that work? Is it okay to ask that question? You know, come back to allearsenglish.com/episodes. That's where you'll find our blog. And type in 1007, okay?
Right.
Love that.
Right. Definitely. So, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it, but the person may not know yet. If they're early on, they may have decided they don't want to know. That's how you would ask it. Do you know what you're having? I don't think it would offend anyone.
No, but there is one question that I know is annoying and I don't ask it, but I always want to ask it. Do you know what it is?
No.
What? The question is about names. I want to know. Because everyone wants to like weigh in, right? But that's the problem. That's why most people usually don't say names, these, at least in modern culture, the people in my world that are having babies, they tend not to share possible names on their list with family and friends because they know everyone is just going to weigh in. Right. And everyone's known someone with that name. And
I worked with a guy with that name. He was
a jerk. So what's been your experience? I'm not going to ask you any possible names, but of course I'm so curious.
The answer is that I don't know the name yet. I have a bunch of names. Nothing is like quite jumping out to me, and I'm a terrible decision maker. So I'm a little bit, that's going to be a tough one. So, but I mean, as far as asking that question, like typically what I say is like, I'm not asking for what it is, but I'm just curious. Do you know the name yet? Like, have you decided?
Yeah, but I think it's good. Yeah, that's a really good way to put the pressure off of someone. But it's good to let our listeners know, at least here in American culture, in like, I guess in our world, like urban, like, you know, East Coast world in the U.S., we tend not to ask specifically for, we don't put the pressure on someone like, so what names are you thinking about? That's kind of a faux pas these days.
Yeah. And I mean, and like I said, like everybody's different. I have had friends and even family members who like said the name, you know, where you didn't even have to ask. They just told, they were just excited to say it. So, you know, everybody has a different opinion on it. But I think like generally speaking, the people that I know, at least, like they don't reveal the name until the baby is born.
Yeah. But even with your I think my brother, I don't know if I knew my brother's choice. I may have known that ahead of time. But even like within family, sometimes in my experience, it's not revealed.
Oh, I think especially within family. As you said, like, you know, I mean, if you say the name and you're, and like you're, you tell your mom like, oh, I'm naming my baby, whatever, and she makes a face. Like you're going to be, then you're just going to start to second guess everything. So you should really choose the name that you like. So I think especially family and, you know, oh, if you're naming it after someone or whatever it may be, it can be tough, the name. Like, you know, I kind of wish that I was one of those people that like always knew what the name would be, but like, I'm just not. So wish me luck. I always say like, when I actually have the baby, I'll probably look down and be like, I think this is your name, but maybe I'll change it. No, I can't do that. Oh,
maybe we can do an episode on when you've made your decision. We could do an episode on all your choices. That would be really fun.
Oh, that would be fun.
That'd be cool.
That would be fun. Right, so cool. That's a really good question, Lindsay, that, you know, a lot to say about that one. And then there's one more question that I thought was pretty important. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, so you could just say something like, how have you been feeling? How's it been going? Right? How have you been feeling? And that's fine. That's a great just checking in, you know, how's it been? Because some people have different kinds of pregnancies, right? Yeah. Some are very easy. Some are harder. Just depends. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So those are some good ones, guys. So let's give it a try in a role play, a very, very real life role play. So here we have, we're using some phrases about congratulations, and we're using, you know, the questions. Okay. So, all right, here we go. All right. Okay. Lindsay, guess what?
What, Michelle?
I'm pregnant.
Oh my God. Well, what great news. When are you due?
Thank you. I'm due at the end of November.
Oh, that's amazing. So how have you been feeling?
I'm feeling really good, but oh, it's funny. I didn't realize I wrote this. But it's so hot in New York that it can be uncomfortable to get around. Other than that, I'm just happy.
Wow, I bet. Do you know what you're having?
Yes, it's a boy.
Oh, great. Well, congratulations. Mm-hmm. This makes my day.
Thanks, Lindsay. I appreciate it.
So that is the next big announcement, right?
It's going to be a boy. A little boy. A little all ears English boy.
Yeah, the youngest member of the all ears English community.
Yes, that's right. We got to, oh my gosh, Lindsay, we should have like all ears English onesies. Oh,
we can get him a t-shirt. Get him a t-shirt or a onesie, a little hat, something like that.
Yes. Okay. That would be adorable. Actually, over the weekend, I saw I love bubble tea.
Okay.
then over the weekend, I was in Chelsea Market, which is where somewhere that we went also on the urban adventure. And there was a little onesie with bubble tea on it. And I'm like, I have to get that.
That's awesome. That's so cool. I love it. Yeah. I love it. So sometimes our listeners never know. You guys, when we do our role plays, sometimes some things are true, some things are not. Today it's true. So
yes.
Yep.
That's so cool. Right. That's right. So let's go through it. So when I said I'm pregnant, you said, wow, what great news, which is one of the yes. phrases that we taught, right? And then you yep. asked a question, which was?
I said, when are you due?
Exactly. So when are you having the baby? And then you said, yeah. how have you been feeling?
Yeah. So this is kind of also a natural progression of the next natural right. question, oh, yeah. right? The first question is always, when are you due? Yeah. Right. And then how have you been feeling? That this. So I like the way this conversation is rolling out. So yeah, I said, how have you been feeling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, right. And then you said, do you know what you're having? And I said, yeah. yes, it's a boy.
Yeah.
And then you used one of our other phrases, which is?
I said, what was it? I don't know.
Well, oh, this congratulations. Makes this makes my day.
Yeah. And we can definitely do another episode on that one completely because sure. there's a lot of ways to use that.
For sure. And I did. And I know what you're saying, like we're like, oh, it's more about if somebody gets you ice cream. But the reason I thought of this yeah. was because somebody actually did say it to me.
Oh, no, perfect. But I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So I think that people can use it in that way as well. And it did when or they I think maybe they said something like, oh, this is the best thing I've heard all day or something like
oh,
that.
Okay.
Something, yeah. So something like that. And that made me feel like, wow, really? Me? Little old me? You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's what this show is all about, guys. We want to give you ways to connect with people on that deeper level, like special things you could say at the right moment that could really bring you closer to someone, right? Build Definitely. That connection. I love that. And this is Definitely. One of those. So Michelle, you must have been having a lot of these conversations over the last yes. few months, huh?
Yes. But it's always exciting because it's such a happy thing. And yeah. like, you know, so yeah. I'm happy to repeat the answers over and over. It's mm-hmm. like, you mm-hmm. know, exciting. It hasn't gotten old yet. So
yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So, but what's the takeaway for this episode, Lindsay?
Well, when someone shares this news with you guys, obviously it's a big deal. And we've given you guys three solid follow-up questions in a good order that you could ask. But, you know, just weigh it out, like see how they feel about talking about it. If they don't want to respond to one of the questions, you know, don't worry yeah, about it.
Especially the name thing, you know.
Obviously the name thing. We've talked yeah. about that today, how that's definitely like a bit of a faux pas to ask the name. What's the name? You know, that's certainly a faux pas in American culture. And yeah, guys, so come back to our blog and type in 1007 and tell us about your culture. What are the norms? What are the faux pas around pregnancy and questions? Such a good topic.
Yeah, definitely. And now I can, I'll definitely probably bring it up into the show sometimes.
Yeah,
it's,
for sure. Yeah. Yeah. You can tell us how it's going and everything. Yeah. We're excited to hear about it.
For sure. Well, thank you, Lindsay, for letting me reveal my big announcement. And thanks guys for listening. And, yeah, any pregnancy advice you have, I am excited to listen.
Awesome. All right, Michelle, talk to you soon. Thanks for hanging out today.
Bye, Lindsay. Thank you. Thanks for Bye. That question. To our listener.
All right.
And good bye-bye. Luck to your friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Michelle, have a good day.
All right. Bye. You too.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.